You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, speaking of playing in the band. Listen to this. People Magazine picked this up and it's local. Not a great spotlight on Kansas City here, but it's a funny story. Julie Williams was here on tour with the Dolly Parton Symphony Show. That's at Kauffman. Downtown. And she realized her phone that was in her backpack was no longer there. It was apparently stolen before she got to Kauffman at a workout class. So she figures out it's missing and immediately calls her dad, Michael, who happened to be in town visiting her for the performance. She says, I just feel so grateful. My dad was there. He lives in Florida. He's a big IT guy. The 63-year-old dad had already taken steps to secure his daughter's phone, making it almost impossible for anyone to access it. Like, remotely, he shut it down. According to the outlet, the person who stole the device had abandoned it in a sewer here in Kansas City. So the father-daughter duo tracked the phone down to the sewer and contacted Kansas City Public Works for help. Workers then opened access to the sewer, and Dad Michael climbed down and retrieved the phone.
I have no experience in that.
What is the worst thing you've done to find a phone, Sam?
For me, it wasn't a phone, but I did, in an apartment complex, remove a manhole cover.
No.
To climb down to get Mary Beth's keys because she got out of her car and dropped it straight down the storm drain.
Okay.
For the phone, I mean, I've had friends who were, you know.
Would you go into a porta potty?
Oh, heck no.
People have done it.
No. But I've had friends who were, you know, doing their business and there was floaties in there and they dropped it in the toilet. And they reached in and got it through the floaties.
2 second rule. Gross. I would just be careful. Obviously, he had people there helping, like all of those things. But some of those can be dangerous.
Yeah, well, like going we're seeing all the stories out of New York
about the gases and the weird people that are down in the sewer. The sewer people. Mm-hmm. You could encounter a sewer person.
Would you reach into a toilet for
your phone? Oh, for my phone. I thought you were going to say a public toilet. I don't know. The phones are waterproof now.
They are.
I didn't even know that. I had my phone the other day, and I just quickly dropped it. I think it was in a glass of water. It was in glass water.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, and I'm shaking. And then the phone was fine, and I told someone later, I dropped my phone in a glass of water. It was like 3 weeks ago.
They're all waterproof.
And it's fine. Now. And someone goes, Dana, they're waterproof now. Yeah. I thought I had to put it in rice or a bag. Or like,
would you flush first and hope the phone didn't go down the drain?
No.
Or would you just say, you know what?
And if I was at home, you can also go get rubber gloves if you have like kitchen gloves, which I
have
my, don't.
I don't want to touch that gloves. Yeah. Which are usually used for mice.
Brings me to our next topic.
From the text line, I retrieved my phone from the toilet at the Renfest.
No, gross.
From the text line, buying a new phone is a lot cheaper than treating tuberculosis.
I was just going to say, you don't even know all of the bad multisyllabic words of things that you could get putting your hand in there.
Well, and if we're being honest, the reality is that our phones are already the germiest thing that we touch every
day. But they're my germs, Sam.
Right.
I don't need like Bob that's just gnawing on a turkey leg at the Renfest germs on me.
Y'all better watch out. I'm about to blow this.
So we're about to blow it up. We told you before the break, a long-forgotten brand is actually bringing back the flip phone, which, as flip phones were known to be, have zero apps on them, not a single app. And tech-weary fans are relieved. They are saying, take my money. Nostalgic 80s tech firm Commodore is hoping to combat tech addiction by releasing a retro flip phone that banishes social media apps. Dubbed the Commodore Callback 8020, the vintage phone reboot is billed as a retreat from Black Mirror technology designed to help you spend less time staring at a screen. This is brilliant.
I love it.
It is brilliant. The throwback perhaps marks a fitting release for a nostalgic company that kickstarted the PC revolution with, remember this, the Commodore 64.
Mm-hmm.
The callback will be available later this year. It facilitates digital detox by using patent-pending technology to block web browsers and block social media at the system level.
Why is that patent-pending technology?
I don't know.
You just don't allow it to.
The catch is, this says the mobile methadone, very funny, does offer internet connectivity, ostensibly offering the full functionality of a modern phone without the risk of screen addiction. So you still have to have connectivity. You just don't have the apps loaded onto it.
And the reason you need connectivity is
to
because
call 911.
Well, and it's also because of how all of the messaging systems work now. Android recently switched over to a data-driven messaging system. iPhone's been running their iMessage forever. So if you want to freely communicate via text message with those people without causing major hiccups, you have to have internet connectivity. But I remember...
Can you voice text with that? Because that was always the problem with the flip phone, Sam. It would take me 19 hours to text you, okay.
Maybe not okay. In theory, you should be able to.
Yeah.
But when I had my first LG Slide was my first ever phone. Not quite a flip phone, but it was not a smartphone in any way, shape, or form. And it still, there was a little icon where I could click on the internet, and with T9, I could type in a website, and it would pull up the website, and then we'd get a bill for $700. But
when I get back, you guys listen to me. If you have a flip phone, if you would go back and purchase a flip phone, we want to hear from you. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how much this thing costs. Your jaw is going to hit the floor. If you think this is going to be something that because this is old technology, it's going to be $50. You are sorely mistaken. You are going,
really?
It's a lot more money than I thought it would be.
Okay.
And I mean a lot more than I thought it would be. But what are you willing to pay for the digital detox where you could still be in touch with your children? It's a great idea for teenagers. You don't want them on their apps. You don't want them on their phone. Fine. Let the schools, let the teenagers have the flip phone. They can text. They can call you in an emergency. No apps. It is brilliant.
Oh, I'll poke holes in this when we get back.
All right, 913-586-7798. Phones are already ringing. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.